Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, where the power goes out. Will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good morning. Still, as breakfast with the Silver Streaks continues here from Charleston, Lance Arena at Eastern Illinois University. Brad Benowitz and Jim Wyman with you, along with Terry Cavanaugh on their broadcast engineer duties back at the downtown studios. Let's go to public address announcer Paul Slifer. He'll announce the Galesburg starting lineups here. The Mattoon cheerleaders are here trying to rally their team with the pregame cheer.
All right, now for today's home team, the Galesburg Streaks.
And here's the Streaks starting five.
At guard, number one, Dalton Davis. At guard, number four, Ryan McElmurray. At guard, number 10, Brendan Thompson. At guard, number 20, Garrett Williams. And at forward, number 23, Chad Thompson. The Streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds. Our officials today are Ed Gardner, Bill Evans, and Keith Crouch.
I like what Paul Slifer does in the starting lineups. Nothing's quite as good as Mickey Rodriguez that he does in the pregame for the girls, but he grinds it out on McElmurray, too. So does a nice job here trying to get still mostly empty arena at Eastern Illinois University fired up. And lots to be fired up for the Galesburg girls, huh? We've got unofficial confirmation of what we suspected, huh, Jim?
Yes, Evan Massey says that the 21 threes was a state record.
And we were here to see it.
Is the state record.
It is now. In the midcourt circle, Trey Milligan had the winning basket for Mattoon, and the Streaks win the tip. Set the Mattoon starting lineup here. Shaughnessy Carlin, a 5'9 junior, playing the point, along with Michael Heller, a 6'2 senior, and Grant Spear, a 6'2 sophomore on the outside. Austin Ashworth and Trey Milligan are the post players. Right side, Brandon Thompson with it as the Streaks get to wear the home white this time. Right side, McElmurray. Fakes right, drives right, throws it between the hands of Chad Thompson. Over to Brandon Thompson for three, off the back of the rim. And the rebound on the weak side over to Austin Ashworth. Brandon got off to a hot start yesterday in the win over Effingham, making three of his first three-point baskets. Misses his first one here. Right side on the wing, this is Ashworth with it. Top of the circle it goes to Grant Spear. The only sophomore in the starting lineup for Mattoon. Left side it goes over to Carlin, Shaughnessy Carlin, a 5'9 junior. Great win for the Green Wave yesterday at the last second against Rantoul. A running jumper hangs on the rim, then rolls off. Brandon Thompson pulls down the rebound. Michael Heller unlucky on the shot there. Left side it goes to Ryan McElmurray. On the wing, works his way toward the top of the circle as Mattoon starts in a man defense. Down low it goes to Chad Thompson. Skips it out top of the circle. Brandon Thompson drives with a running one-handed hook shot. Puts it up and in about 5 feet away.
Boy, that was pretty. Right down the lane. Right down the center of the lane.
Just underway at Lance Arena. Big win for the Galesburg girls. 31 points over Paris. And a state record 21 three-pointers in the game as a team. Galesburg boys get the first basket here in the second game of this breakfast doubleheader. Down low it goes to Heller, trying to post up. Reverses right over to Trey Milligan, who lays it up and in. Nice post play by those two players. They were the stars yesterday as Heller dumped it down to Milligan for the game-winning basket over Rantoul. Dalton Davis, top of the circle, Garrett Williams. Works his way left with the left hand, hands it off to Ryan McElmurray. Fakes right, drives left, baseline, kicks it out. Dalton Davis for three. Off the front of the rim and the weak side rebound underneath to Shaughnessy Carlin. Mattoon looking for its first lead of the game. We're 2 minutes in to this second game of the day at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Top of the circle on the bounce to Austin Ashworth. Into the lane, Milligan backs his way up, posting up Thompson. Shoots over Thompson, missed it. Brandon Thompson with a rebound. Quick upcourt pass to McElmurray. Fakes right again, drives left. Under the basket on the weak side, Dalton Davis out to Garrett Williams for three. Off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Carlin for Mattoon. Streaks have had a couple of good looks from the perimeter, but they are 0 for 3 from behind the arc so far. Ball knocked out of bounds on the opposite side. Keeps into the hands of Mattoon.
You think playing in the morning, remember the girls got off to a slow start too. It's got to be tough because your clock is not used to playing at this time of day, and it seems like it's taking the teams a little bit of time to get going.
I like the energy that they brought out here in both teams, actually. On the far side, Carlin, right in front of the scoring table, throws it into Spear, the sophomore. Quick pass right side it goes for the Green Wave to the top of the circle. To Austin Ashworth. Pull-up jumper, 15 feet away, no. Rebound, Brandon Thompson with three boards in the game already. And he'll walk it across midcourt. Dalton Davis on the right side on the elbow. Chad Thompson right in front of us. McElmurray left side now. Goes right to Brandon Thompson. Acted as though he's going to shoot the three. Hangs on to it. Garrett Williams has it now near the top of the circle. Dribbles left to McElmurray. He'll back it up and reset the offense on the point. Green Wave sticking with the man defense here in the early going. Thompson shovels it off to Dalton Davis. Drives into the lane. Puts it up and off the glass. A little bit too strong. But he'll draw a couple of shooting fouls here.
Dalton really with a nice drive. It looks like that middle is, you know, Galesburg has him as far as height goes. It looks like they could drive that ball into the lane and have some success with it. The ball just hasn't dropped for him.
Ryan Sparks picks up the foul. First foul of either team on the game, and Dalton Davis makes the first free throw. Galesburg retakes the lead at 3-2. 4:44 to go here in the first quarter, just underway, as the Galesburg boys have taken the court following the girls' victory. And the rebound by Sparks after the missed Davis free throw. And palming the ball into the front court as Grant Spear got a little out of control with it. Mattoon turns it over for the first time. Garrett Williams, Ryan McElmurray, Dalton Davis, and the Thompsons for the Silver Streaks. No substitutions for Galesburg yet. As we approach the midpoint of the first quarter, McElmurray drives left baseline into the lane, throws it away. Picked off by Michael Heller, nearly stolen right back as they have trouble controlling it into the backcourt. Now Carlin will bring it up court for Mattoon. Ball deflected away from behind. McElmurray nearly stole it away but stepped on the sideline. Mattoon hangs on to it.
McElmurray got his hand, I don't know if it was slapped or he ran into somebody. He's looking at it as he's going off the floor.
Timeout by the Green Wave. 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Charleston all this week. Both Jim Wyman and I are traveling in Nissan Altimas, mine, a 2009, with only about 13,000 miles on it. So low mileage for a car that's still not quite a couple of years old. The new models are on the lot as well, though. Big year-end clearance taking place at Galesburg Nissan just off the square on Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. Check out the Nissan Altimas when we return them late, hopefully, tomorrow night.
Yes, we hope it's going to be a late night. As Mike Rarlow said, you don't want to play at noon tomorrow.
No, not at all. And the Streaks, having won yesterday, are not in danger of that, but they have their eyes on a late, late game here at Lance Arena. Preferably after the Galesburg girls play for a championship of their own. Left side, Carlin gets it over under the wing to Ryan Sparks. Shortest man on the floor for Mattoon gets it to Grant Spear, top of the circle. Now right side to Austin Ashworth, and a whistle away from the ball. I believe will be a foul on Mattoon, setting an illegal screen. And that's the first of the game on Grant Spear. Second foul on Mattoon, and goes as their second turnover as well. Streaks will inbound it from in front of their own bench. Good to see Steve Cheeseman back on the bench for the Silver Streaks. The assistant coach missed yesterday's game as he battled a slight illness. Came about right before Christmas, late last week. Brandon Thompson pulls up top of the circle. Shot rolls off the rim. And Ashworth plucks the rebound off the front of the iron. Fakes the pass left, but traveled with it.
Boy.
Drove it right down the lane, faked it left, and that does not sit well with Coach Brian Smith of the Green Wave. very aggressive move down the lane. He faked left, and it sure looks good from this angle.
Yeah, we had a good angle. I think Brian might be right on that call.
Chad Thompson on the perimeter, drives to the right side. He's cut off, and
there's a make good
call.
There's a make good.
Pulled up. Pulled up with the dribble. Looked like he kept his feet planted, but Mattoon gets it right back. So no harm, no foul, as the saying goes. One turnover offsets the other one, and the Green Wave have it back, trailing the Silver Streaks only 3-2 as we are at the 3.5-minute mark of this first quarter. In the backside, Austin Ashworth pulls it into the front court, shot deflected, and it gets over to Michael Heller. Now right side, Carlin passes up the shot. Heller on the baseline, jumps into the lane, skips it over left side. Now back it goes to Heller at the top of the circle. High post with it. Now works his way left. Skips it left side to Carlin, who picked up his feet on the little center step before he got the ball on the floor.
That did look right.
Yeah. And Coach Brian Smith standing there with his hands on his hips, shaking his head, but I think he's shaking his head at his player that time.
You can probably hear the official go by. He says, be nice now.
Right side, Brandon Thompson. We're not saying anything about the official.
I think he heard us the first time.
Austin Garnett in the game for the Silver Streaks as he battled a bit of an illness and did not play at all yesterday, so it's good to have him back in the lineup. Tremaine Carson has checked in for the Silver Streaks as well. Davis on the right side, penetrates baseline, skips it over to Brandon Thompson. McElmurray with it now at the top of the circle, found an opening, but it's cut off, reverses back to Brandon Thompson, and McElmurray is fouled in the act of passing, so the Streaks will inbound it. That's the third team foul of the game on the Green Wave. First on Shaughnessy Carlin.
Nice job by Ryan McElmurray as he was driving the paint. Saw the three players from Mattoon were converging on him and tossed it right back out of there.
On the inbounds to Brandon Thompson on the left elbow. Guarded by Trey Milligan. Works his way to the right. Tremaine Carson with it now into the corner. Dalton Davis on the elbow. A screen by Tremaine trying to clear out underneath. Dalton gets it down to him and it's off of Tremaine's hands out of bounds. But we may have a correction by the official on the far side. Nope, Mattoon's going to get it back. And now we've got another clarification, and the official who originally indicated left, and they talk it over, and now Galesburg will keep it.
Well, Tremaine was moving away from the ball, and it looked like it hit him and then hit a Mattoon player, and that's the way it's going to be.
McElmurray will inbound it left of the baseline to Brandon, right down the lane, up and in. Good eye contact. From McElmurray to Brandon Thompson, he gets his second basket, four of Galesburg's 5 points. It's 5-2 Silver Streaks as we approach the two-minute mark of the first quarter. What a change in scoring, huh, for the girls' game. Down low on the curl, blocked from behind, knocked out of bounds, but Heller is fouled in the act of shooting down the left side of the lane. That's the first team foul on the Silver Streaks at the 2:03 mark of this first quarter, and McElmurray picks it up.
Well, a defensive struggle here, Brad.
Just as we talked about with Coach Mike Reynolds at halftime of the girls' game.
We'll have Evan Massey and some comments from him at halftime of this game.
First free throw by Heller up and in. 5-3, Galesburg by 2. Heller will get a second. He scored 17 in yesterday's game. Second one up and in as well. Pulls Mattoon back within a point at 5-4. Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis, a little keep away in the backcourt as they bring it up. Just short of the timeline, now they get it across to Chad Thompson. Skips it right over to Brandon. Pulls up, right elbow, McElmurray back to Brandon. Minute 51 to go, first quarter. Silver Streaks with a 5-4 lead over the Green Wave of Mattoon. Just down the road from Charleston, about 10 miles to the west, and a bad pass by Dalton Davis. No looks it right into Michael Heller's hands, who stepped away and took away the bounce.
He's got to throw it a little bit harder.
Shaughnessy Carlin walks it across midcourt for Mattoon. Right side, on the wing, Ashworth. He led the way with 22 for the Green Wave yesterday. Knifing through the lane, Heller pump fakes, puts it up, rolls off the rim. Brandon Thompson with the rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks in transition. Now McElmurray pulls it up. Brandon Thompson already with 4 rebounds in this game to go along with his 4 points. Left side, McElmurray calling out the shots, works his way to the top of the arc. Right side, Chad Thompson shoots the 3 off the back of the rim. Rebound, Tremaine had it knocked out of the back of his hands, and Galesburg will keep it. Tough shooting for the Silver Streaks from the perimeter. 0-for-5 from 3-point range here in the early going. A minute 3 to go in the first quarter. It still lead Mattoon 5-4. And now they're going to say Mattoon will keep it. So apparently, I guess they're going to say it went off Carson out of bounds.
Okay.
So the Greenway with a chance to take the lead for the first time in this game. We've been tied once. Otherwise, Galesburg has led the whole way in the lane. Heller pulls up just inside the free throw line. Missed it, and the rebound deflects over to Ryan McElmurray. Up court, right in front of us along the sideline. With the left hand, working against Milligan. Top of the circle it goes to Chad Thompson. Brandon Thompson cutting through the lane. Pass over to Garrett Williams instead. Now Chad Thompson hands off to McElmurray with under 30 seconds to go first quarter. Thompson for three, a little bit long from the left side. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And Tremaine slapped it over to the end of the Green Wave bench. Mattoon gets it back.
Galesburg 0 for 6 from the three-point line. They just can't get it to fall.
Some of the shots really not even close. The ones that are online have generally been too long. The ones that have been about the right distance haven't had the right angle. Streaks pull the trap, but the pass gets away to Carlin on the left side. Milligan baseline. Now they reverse it back out to Ashworth with 11 seconds to go. As Mattoon tries to hold for the final shot and to take the lead at the end of the first quarter. Right side on the wing, Sparks with it. Top of the circle it goes. Heller driving, left side, under a second to go. Scoops it up with the left hand, and it's no good. 5-4 Galesburg at the end of one. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected. To make a difference for you.
WGIL congratulates Ken Schrader of Avon, winner of the Packing House Gift Basket of Christmas. Congratulations from WGIL.
Quick three on the inbounds as Mattoon rebounds. It's missed. Then Heller lays out Garrett Williams cutting through the lane after the rebound, and Mattoon turns it over for the fifth time. That's Michael Heller. Christopher Heller also is on the floor, is also on the team for Mattoon. Austin Ashworth, who led the way with 22 for Mattoon yesterday, missed the long three-pointer. Now the Streaks have it back, nearly turn it over. Ryan McElmurray chases down the lead pass out to half court. Now top of the circle it goes Chad Thompson. Garrett Williams passes up the three-point shot. Tries an ill-advised pass into Chad Thompson, who was double-teamed. The Streaks turn it over for their fourth giveaway of the game. 5-4 Silver Streaks just underway in the second quarter. Low-scoring first quarter, and both teams shooting poorly. Galesburg 2 of 8 from the field, 0 for 6 from three-point range as Milligan puts up the shot from the baseline, is fouled by Chad Thompson, and has a chance at a three-point play as Mattoon takes its first lead of the game at 6-5.
Well, that's just bad to worse there. Man, first of all, the bad pass down here by the Streaks, and then really a bad foul.
So Milligan puts Mattoon on top at 6-5 at 7:15 to go in the first half. Free throw on the way. And off the back of the rim, Garrett Williams steps in, gets the rebound. Not a very good free throw shot either. No spin to that ball.
Looked like a knuckler, didn't it?
Really did. Now Williams loses the ball through his hands on the far side. Bounce pass from Ryan McElmurray. Goes right through Garrett's arms and out of bounds back to Mattoon, leading by a point, just a minute gone here in the second quarter. Mattoon shooting 2 of 9 as they turn it over for the sixth time. McElmurray leads the break, lost the handle on it. Now he has to save it out of bounds, and Mattoon gets it back on the sixth Galesburg turnover. Other end, Sparks with it, drives into the lane, and a reach-around foul from the backside. Garrett Williams picks up his first, and the third team foul on Galesburg. Dalton Davis will come back in for the Silver Streaks.
Just when you think Galesburg is getting it in gear, they'll make another mistake. They started so well yesterday, but it has been clunky here today.
Still a long way to go in the first half. We played just over a minute here in the second quarter. 6-5 is the Green Wave lead for Mattoon. Bounce pass on the ends.
Oh, he walked.
Milligan knocked right out of his hands. McElmurray and Brandon Thompson. Then Thompson gets knocked down. They get it over to Milligan, who bought it blocked from behind by McElmurray, and Dalton Davis comes up with a rebound. Ugly all the way around down there. Four turnovers in this half by Galesburg, in this quarter rather, as we still have 6.5 to play before halftime. Brandon Thompson slows things down. Tremaine Carson on the weak side. Now Dalton Davis gets it over to Ryan McElmurray on the right elbow. Fakes left, drives right along the baseline, puts it up with the left hand, rolls it through. Streaks regain the lead at 7-6. Nice job by Ryan, who's naturally left-handed. He switched to the left hand on the penetration from the right, though, as he controlled it very well with the offhand. Carlin, midcourt circle, Ashworth. Now they swing it left side over to Ryan Sparks. Top of the circle, it goes to Milligan. Ashworth with it on the right side. Again, a game-high 22 for Mattoon yesterday. Into the lane, Michael Heller backing up. Goes right, blocked by Chad Thompson.
Great block.
And gets his own rebound off the miss.
Great Michael block Heller. By Chad. Wow.
Michael Heller 0 for 5 in this game so far after shooting a 7 of 12 and scoring 17 in the game in the victory over Rantoul yesterday. Pool play. This is not a winner's bracket in some traditional tournament setups. Brandon Thompson on the right side. Over to Tremaine Carson. Shoots a 15-footer. Rolls around and off. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Galesburg, I guess.
Yep.
Sure looked to me like Austin Ashworth knocked it out of bounds.
I think that's the right call.
So Davis touched it last for Galesburg then. Third dead ball rebound for Mattoon, who lead the Silver Streaks on the boards at this point. 9-7. Streaks put on a little token full court pressure here. Thompson will guard Carlin in the backcourt. As we approach the 5-minute mark of the first half, now the Streaks come over with the trap. They bounce it through and knocked out of the hands of Mattoon as the Streaks force the turnover. 7 giveaways by the Green Wave. McElmurray pulls up for 3. Short. Weak side rebound popped out of bounds. Last touch by Mattoon on the weak side. Michael Heller is a strong player. You can tell this Mattoon team has been in the weight room. But Tremaine Carson successfully fought him off for the team rebound. McElmurray on the inbounds over to Dalton Davis. Drives baseline and a blocking foul called as he got Grant Spear out of position. And that's the second foul of the game on Spear. 5 team fouls on Mattoon now. A lot of action in this game, Jim, just not much scoring.
Galesburg seemed to be settling down a little bit now, Brad.
Substitution for Mattoon. Austin Ashworth checks back in. He didn't get much of a breather. On the inbounds, Brandon Thompson. On the elbow, giving him a little bit of room to drive. Now he does drive baseline, pulls up with the right hand, and floats it through. 6-pointer of the game for Brandon Thompson. Galesburg now up by 3 at 9-6. Carlin will walk it across midcourt for Mattoon. Thompson guarding him the whole way. Now Carson comes over for the trap. They get it inside the free throw line. Spear kicks it out left side. Heller pulls up from 18 feet. That one rolls around and through. His first basket of the game. He has 4 points to add to a couple of free throws.
Mattoon 1-for-2 from the 3-point line.
9-8, Galesburg by a point. Thompson, bounce pass top of the circle, Tremaine Carson. And Chad Thompson cutting through the lane. Mattoon really packing it in inside as McElmurray shoots the 3, but we got a foul away from the ball. The shot was too long, and Tremaine Carson gets called for the foul, trying to clear out underneath the basket. His first and Galesburg's 4th team foul into the game, Garrett Williams. And Austin Garnett for the Silver Streaks. Tremaine Carson sits down. Chad Thompson gets a breather. 4:09 to play first half. Galesburg leading 9-8. Mattoon with the ball, though. McElmurray and Brandon Thompson come into the backcourt to put a little pressure on the ball, and McElmurray puts too much pressure on the point guard, Austin Ashworth, and McElmurray picks up his 2nd foul. 5 team fouls on Galesburg now. Carlin will inbound it right in front of us. Here on the near sideline at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University. Game 2 of day 2 of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. On the inbound, Ashworth with it into the front court. Tried to lob it inside to Heller, and it lost control of the pass. Dalton Davis picked it off. Brandon Thompson on the left side. The lane was open. He wanted to dribble left. Now he does dribble left, but he's cut off. Dalton Davis back out high to Garrett Williams. Garrett passes it right side over to McElmurray, works around a screen, now reverses it back to Brandon Thompson. Into the lane, has it poked away from behind. Dalton Davis on the baseline, in traffic, kicks it out to Austin Garnett. Now Brandon drives into the lane, pull up with the right hand, banks it in, and a foul. That was just strength on strength as he drew the foul, forced it up from about 6 feet away from the basket, and he'll have a chance at a three-point play. That's the first foul of the game on Michael Heller. And Mattoon calls a 30-second timeout, giving Brandon Thompson a little time to think about the upcoming free throw. 3:33 to go in the first half. 11-8 is the Galesburg lead.
You're right about Brandon. It was strength against strength, and Brandon's strength won out.
8 points in the game. You'll have a chance at nine from the free throw line. I want to remind you, this is the first of two games for the Galesburg boys and girls. We'll switch venues to Baker Gymnasium at Charleston High School early this afternoon, or early this evening, might be the better way to say it. Galesburg girls will battle Rantoul at 4:30, our pregame show at 4:10 this afternoon. Galesburg boys will follow against Rantoul in what looks to be a much tougher test for Coach Mike Reynolds' team early this evening than it will for Coach Evan Massey's team. So again, another doubleheader coming up later tonight. We'll get our first look at Charleston High School for this 2010 tournament. Thompson to the free throw line. Coming out of the timeout, makes the free throw, and Galesburg now leads by four, their biggest lead of the game at 12-8. On the inbounds as the Streaks put on the full court press. Milligan's pass is deflected away, but Ashworth comes up with it. Still in the backcourt, working against Williams. Trapped, and they throw it away. Brandon Thompson picks it off. Down the right side of the lane, and a blocking foul, and we're going to count the basket.
Yes, he is.
All right. Back-to-back possibilities for a three-point play for Brandon Thompson as he went down the right side of the lane. Grant Spear tried to draw the charge. Instead, picks up his third personal foul and the seventh team foul on Mattoon. He'll go to the bench, replaced by Christopher Heller into the game for the first time. And Brandon Thompson double figures now with 11 and a chance at another three-point play with the Streaks up by six.
Is Brandon taking the game over?
And he makes a free throw. Eight points in the quarter, 12 for the game, and the Streaks lead by seven. He has scored eight of Galesburg's 10 second quarter points. The full court press is on again. Here's another trap and a reach-in foul called.
A travel called instead.
Brandon Thompson and McElmurray went for the trap right on the inside of half court, and the AFAR official calls a travel. Thought they were going to get Brandon for a reach-in. That's the ninth Mattoon turnover, and Coach Brian Smith again upset.
Brian Smith is telling the official, hey, there was an official right there. You called it from across the floor. He's still giving it to him.
McElmurray on the dribble, right side over to Dalton Davis. Chance for the Streaks to spread the lead out here, leading by seven, 15-8. Garrett Williams pulls back behind the arc. Now he'll shoot the three. Got it!
Garrett Williams
puts the Streaks up by 10, and another timeout, a full timeout called by Mattoon. With 2:58 to go, first half, Silver Streaks lead 18-8. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
2:58 to go, first half. Galesburg on a bit of a run here, having scored the last 9 points and now lead the Mattoon Green Wave 18-8 just past the three-minute mark of this first half, and has forced the Green Wave to use both 30-second timeouts and now a full timeout is what we're coming out of. Silver Streaks then Tremaine Carson back onto the floor from the Silver Streaks, along with Davis, Garnett, Williams, and Brandon Thompson. And the Streaks keep the full court pressure on. Heller in the backcourt, guarded by Tremaine Carson. That's Michael Heller. Christopher Heller, his younger brother, has also checked into the game. Now a whistle on the far side, and we've got a foul on the Silver Streaks, I believe, on Carson, as they got it on the weak side pass to Trey Milligan on the right side of the basket. And it's on Dalton Davis instead on the reach. Not Carson fronting him from the backside, but Davis on the reach instead. 16 fouls on Galesburg. So the next one puts Mattoon in the bonus for the rest of the first half. Heller from the left of his own basket to pull the trigger on the inbound. looking right, still trying to get freed up. Now he gets it into Sparks on the wing, goes up for the pass, blocked from behind by Brandon Thompson, and Tremaine Carson comes up with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Chance to build on the lead here. Gelsberg with its first double-digit lead at 18-8. Bit of a slow start here at Lance Arena, but Silver Streaks have opened it up. Right side on the wing, Dalton Davis. On the right-hand dribble, now over to Tremaine Carson. Hands off to Garrett Williams. Garrett swings the ball down low, now starts to dribble left, looking for Tremaine on the inside. Tough pass, gets it to him. Tremaine with a pull-up, missed the right-hand shot, and then Tremaine fouls on the rebound as Carlin comes down with it. Tremaine just reached in from the backside and picks up a silly foul, his second. And that does put Mattoon in the bonus now. We'll walk it to the other end for a 1-1.
Wait, I thought Tremaine had everything right except the ball didn't go in.
As a result, Chad Thompson will check back in. Tremaine goes to the bench with his second foul for the rest of the half, most likely. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Carlin will go to the free throw line. Shaughnessy Carlin, a 5'9 junior, takes his time on the first one, eyes it, and missed it. On a one and bonus, Chad Thompson gets fouled on the rebound. So over the backside, we'll walk it to the other end now, and Chad Thompson will shoot a one and bonus.
Chad sliding along the baseline for the rebound, and Michael Heller of Mattoon on his back. He doesn't believe the call, but it was a good call.
That's the second foul on Heller. And Thompson will go to the free throw line. 2:13 to go in the first half. Gelsberg leading 18-8 as this game has really slowed down here with the free throw opportunities. See if Chad can get the bonus. He does. First one knocked down. It's his first point of the game. Gelsberg by 11 now, 19-8. Keeps the run going. 10 straight points by the Silver Streaks. And since falling behind Mattoon 6-5, they have gone on an overall 14-2 run. Second free throw pops out. Milligan with the rebound for the Green Wave. They'll drive it into the front court. Sparks on the dribble. Now over to Carlin in the midcourt circle. The big black and blue-trimmed Panther on the floor at Eastern Illinois University. Sparks with it on the left side. Pulls up on the wing. Now gets it back to Christopher Heller. Nearly poked away from behind. Gets it into the hands of Sparks on the baseline. Drives baseline. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Gelsberg. Ill-advised pass. Trying to get it to Milligan on the weak side. There were too many streaks in the way. And they knock it out of bounds into the basket.
Well, that bounce pass underneath the basket usually never works.
On the inbounds out high to Milligan. Now over to Carlin at the top of the circle. Thompson trying to cover him up. Bounces it right side over to Austin Ashworth. Drives into the lane into a double team and a blocking foul called on Garrett Williams. As Ashworth had no room to go there. And Garrett tried to plant himself. Coach Mike Reynolds is smiling about it. And he's joking with the official on the far side. And they're both sharing a laugh about that.
We were screened a little bit, but it looked like he was set.
It sure did. That's the second foul on Garrett Williams. This will be a one and bonus to the free throw line, Austin Ashworth. Again, he led the way for Mattoon yesterday with 22 points. He was 3 of 3 from the free throw line in that game. First one up and good. His first point of the game here. That cuts the Galesburg lead back to 10 at 19-9. Chad Johnson checks in for Garrett Williams. And he likely will sit the bench for the rest of the first half. A minute 42 to go with Williams and Tremaine Carson, each with two fouls. Ashworth's second free throw, takes his time, dribbles it several times, puts it up and in. Nice shooting form by Austin Ashworth at the free throw line. 19-10, Gelsberg by 9. Now a little token full court pressure by Mattoon. The three-quarter court trap. Streaks break it easily. Up court to Chad Thompson, now into the hands of Dalton Davis. Brandon Thompson on the right side. Under a minute and a half to go. First half. Gelsberg by 9. 19-10 is the lead. Thompson on the left elbow. Garnett flashing through the lane. Not much movement by the Silver Streaks in this set as Mattoon has switched to a 2-3 zone. Chad Thompson on the baseline. Skips it out. Just out of the hands of Sparks. Dalton Davis drives over to Chad Thompson. Johnson now back out to Davis. Left side over to Brandon Thompson. Over to Chad down in the left corner. Dribbles it out a couple of times, picks up his dribble. There's the trap, down low to Dalton Davis on the blocks. Skips it out to Brandon Thompson. Over right side, Chad Johnson. Into the right corner, Chad Thompson out high to Brandon Thompson. Under a minute to go first half. And he's just going to hold the cradle the ball in his elbow nook. Hold it on his hip, and Mattoon settles back. And we're just going to run some time here. 40 seconds to go. Brandon looks up at the clock. Talks things over with Dalton Davis now. I think Davis has about eight, is what he told him. Get things started. Mattoon settling back with a nine-point deficit. Content to let Galesburg hold this and run the clock down. Now they're going to come out, put a little pressure on the ball. And then just as I say that, Austin Ashworth just goes into his crouch defensive stance about 10 feet away. Down to 14 seconds to go. Low scoring first half. And now they start things off with 8 seconds to go. Quick pass to Garnett from the baseline. Shot rolls off. Rebound, Austin Ashworth. See if they can get off a shot with 2 seconds to go. Just across half court, Ashworth heaves, and it was online but short. And that's the end of the first half. Galesburg leads 19-10 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedloves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedloves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports. You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl, sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You lost over $400 worth of meat in your freezer, missed 72 hours worth of DVR'd sports, and couldn't shower or flush your toilet for 3 days, all while surviving on a stale chip and hot pop diet. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
Let's take a quick look at first half statistics, and then we're going to hear from Galesburg girls head coach Evan Massey as we do a little post game mixed in with our halftime here from the Galesburg girls' 31-point victory over Paris. Here in the boys' game, Mattoon shooting only 3 of 14 from the field in the first half. They have only 3 baskets, 10 points. The other 4 coming from the free throw line on 4 of 6 shooting. Green Wave 0 of 2 from 3-point range. They're led in scoring by Trey Milligan and Michael Heller, each with 4 points. Austin Ashworth has 2. 12 rebounds for Mattoon and 9 turnovers. 7 turnovers for the Silver Streaks. The rebounds are even at 12 apiece. Galesburg 7 of 16 shooting, but 1 of 8 from 3-point range. 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Brandon Thompson leads all scorers. In fact, he's outscoring Mattoon by himself right now with 12 points, 8 of them in the second quarter, 8 of Galesburg's 14 points in that second quarter. Garrett Williams has a 3-point basket. Ryan McElmurray, 2. Chad Thompson and Dalton Davis each have 1. Jim Wyman had a chance to catch up with Streaks girls basketball head coach Evan Massey after their 88-57 victory over Paris. Let's hear what Coach Massey had to say about the...
Jim Wyman back with Coach Evan Massey. The Silver Streak girls earlier today defeated Paris by the score of 88-57. We've just been told that that's a three-point record. 21-3 is a record for Galesburg. Got to be happy about that.
Yeah, I think the girls were real excited. Especially, I think it was neat because for the last three quarters that we all 15 girls played and all 15 contributed. You know, I thought, Chloe did what she does really well. She was aggressive in the front of the press, real active. Myra was active then in the back of the press. And then Allison Mangieri came in and hit a couple big threes for us. So some kids that maybe don't always get a lot of glamour, you know, did a nice job for it. And then the two Jessicas both had a lot of threes for us.
Hard to believe it was a three-point game in the second half. It seemed, I looked up, all of a sudden it was 25 points.
Yeah, we went through a period of time where I don't think it was as much, you know, we weren't shooting the ball well there in the third quarter, but also it was the fact that we weren't getting shots, that we were turning the ball over a lot.
Your press was devastating, too. They really had trouble with it.
Yeah, I think we finally got back to where we were rotating up and a lot more aggressive in what we were doing. That I thought yesterday we were really kind of passive. We kind of allowed the ball inbounds.
Coach, thank you. We'll talk to you later on this afternoon.
Okay, thanks for coming down.
That's Evan Massey, and let's send it back to Brad.
Thank you, and this is Jim Wyman on the table. We're going to take another break. Brad will be right back. This is Silver Streak Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Honey, try this. It's a new McCafe caramel mocha.
Mmm. What mocha?
Caramel mocha.
You mean caramel mocha?
Caramel.
Caramel's a town in Indiana.
But you don't say, hi, I'm from Caramel, Indiana, so it's caramel.
Caramel is sweet, mixed with rich chocolate and smooth espresso, topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle.
Fancy people say caramel.
Introducing McCafe Caramel Mocha from McDonald's. Or
caramel.
I don't know who you are.
The simple joy of indulgence at participating McDonald's.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, with a strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Sunny the rest of today, high of 29. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 16. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high up to 35. 32 Wednesday night with a chance of light rain and light freezing rain. Cloudy with areas of fog Thursday, high of 42. Rain and fog and 52 Friday, but New Year's Day, only 29 for a high. Currently it's 28 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg leads. Galesburg boys lead, Mattoon, 19-10 at the half. Let's go courtside with Jim Wyman.
I'm with Steve Cheeseman. Coach, what did you talk about in the locker room?
Well, we talked about, I thought we were doing a really good job defensively on them. We covered their sets nicely. We've got to be able to be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end, get the ball inside, attack the basket more. We're in good shape. We do some of those things. I think we can take this thing and go with it the way we want to go with it.
You want to pressure them?
And we've got to do that off and on. We can't get into that, into a little bit of that mode where they adjust to it, hit them, get out of it, keep them on edge, keep them on the run a little bit. I think most of it is just continue to shut down their people on defense and try to get a little bit better shot on offense, and we'll be just fine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Brad?
Jim Wyman with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman. Good to have him back as he's recovered from his slight illness, and the Silver Streaks lead at the half 19-10. Want to thank again one of our sponsors here on Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to the Charleston tournament all this week. Both Jim Wyman and I traveling in Nissan Altimas, mine a 2009 white Altima with just about 13,500 miles on it, so low mileage. It's been a good loaner car in great shape, and if you have not driven an Altima before, they are about as smooth as a car as you can find. Heading down the highway, and talk about some of the potholes that get on the highway at this time of year with the road cracking and breaking. You'll never even know they're there when you're traveling in the Altima. So check out the 2009 white Altima, the 2010 silver Altima that Jim is driving. When we get back into town late tomorrow night, they'll be available for you to check out on Thursday and Friday at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Brad, we have a score from Baker Gymnasium at Charleston High School in the girls' gold pool to Topolis beat Taylorville 46-32.
And it sounded from the information that we were looking at like that might be the biggest challenge to Topolis was going to get potentially until the championship game. They were scared a little bit last night. In fact, both the boys and girls got more of a challenge than they anticipated last night before both teams came away with victories. Galesburg has the ball to begin the second half. The Thompsons jump stop in the lane. Brandon comes up short on the shot. Austin Ashworth pulls down the rebound, and they push it into the front court quickly. Now Ashworth pulls up into the hands of Heller. Right side, Grant Spear. Now under the elbow, Shaughnessy Carlin. And down low, Milligan. So all five starters back on the floor for Green Wave, and all five have touched it on this possession as a shot rolls off from three-point range. Dalton Davis with the rebound. Green Wave 0 for 2 from three-point range. They missed their first three-point basket attempt here in the second half, and now a travel called on Brandon Thompson driving in from the left side, and both Mike Reynolds and my partner here, Jim Wyman, have their hands spread out as if to say, huh?
Well, Mike was closer, but I didn't see it from across the court. It was right in front of Mike Reynolds, and he's talking to the official still.
It's underway in the second half. Galesburg with a 19-10 lead over the Mattoon Green Wave. Not the home team in this Charleston Holiday Tournament, but almost, as Mattoon is just down the road about 10 miles to the west. Carlin on the right side, bounce pass in the lane. Milligan got position on Chad Thompson, and all he can do is foul from the backside, going up for the shot, and Milligan will get a couple of free throws.
Well, it's a good foul for Chad. He had to foul him at the basket. There was no help coming from underneath or from the back, so good foul.
And Trey Milligan at the line earlier did not look very good on his first free throw attempt, so we'll see if it ends up paying off in the long run. First free throw up. Yep, that one sure was pure. 5 points in the game now for Milligan. 19-11 is the Galesburg lead. And the official, one of the officials, clarifying something at the scoring table. Ah, and Brian Smith was on top of it for Mattoon, the head coach of the Green Wave. The public address announcer, Paul Slifer, announced somebody else with the foul, and he was getting it clarified, saying, hey, no, that's, well, they had, well, I guess they had it on Brandon Thompson. It was the wrong Thompson. If I were Brian Smith, I think I would have let them continue to believe that it was Brandon Thompson who picked up the foul.
Yes, I would too. I was just going to say that.
He's leading the streaks in scoring with 12 as we're underway in the second half. Garrett Williams to the free throw line, down the lane, puts it up off the front of the rim. Looked like somebody reached in and did a nice job to hang on to the ball and even get a shot attempt out of it. And as a result, they'll get a couple of free throw opportunities. Foul on Austin Ashworth. It's his first. Again, the leading scorer for Mattoon yesterday with 22 and 5 three-pointers, but the streaks have held him to only 2 free throws today. Speaking of which, Garrett Williams makes the first. First points of the second half for Galesburg, who lead at 20-12, 6:32 to go in this third quarter. Second one up and in as well. 5 points on the game for Garrett Williams. We have a palindrome score, 21-12. Harkening back to your predecessors on Galesburg girls basketball
right.
Broadcast, Norm and Neil Meyer. Loved those palindrome scores. 21-12, Galesburg by 9. On the right side, Austin Ashworth lost the handle on the dribble briefly. Now Spear has it top of the circle. Tremaine Carson gets all over him. Inside the free throw line, pass goes out to Carlin. Pulls up on the right high post. Now right side it goes over to Ashworth, who gets a nice bounce pass along the baseline. He got it into the hands of Spear, who missed the shot right into the basket, and the Streaks get the rebound. He was wide open. Now McElmurray drives. Jump stop, left hand, too strong. Weak side rebound. That won't go for him either. And Milligan with the rebound. Would have been better off just coming down with it on the weak side and pulling it back out. His momentum. Now McElmurray gets called for a reach foul from the backside of Spear in the lane. And Ryan quickly picks up his third, and that's got to be a concern for Coach Mike Reynolds.
Mike Reynolds says get back on defense as he's screaming at his team.
Third of the game on McElmurray, 5:41 to go, third quarter. Galesburg leads into the lane. Spear just forces it up. Good defense by the Silver Streaks, and they get the block. Brandon Thompson comes down with his sixth rebound. Across midcourt, a nine-point Galesburg lead. Galesburg girls, winners by 31 over Paris earlier, in which they set a state record with 21 three-point baskets in the game. 21 to 58. Good look down low, Garrett Williams. What a look from Brandon Thompson out high. Had Williams cutting in from the right side, and that forces a Mattoon timeout with the Streaks leading by 11, 5:14 to go in the third quarter. Just a 30-second timeout.
Brian Smith, the head coach at Mattoon, wants Trey Milligan to stay home. They had kind of gotten him out of position, and so the Streaks were able to get that easy basket.
Garrett Williams on the game with seven. Backing up Brandon Thompson's 12 points in the first half. Brandon's taken one shot here in the third quarter, but we haven't even played 3 minutes yet. Brandon's doing a nice job in this game of waiting for his opportunities. He put up a three-point basket attempt very early in the game, then kind of backed off a little bit, got a couple of inside shots, and then really took over offensively in the second quarter. Here he gets a great assist, finding Garrett Williams on the backdoor play. So Thompson waiting for his opportunities here in the third quarter and helping the Silver Streaks build the lead up to 11 now at 23-12. Coming out of the timeout, Streaks put on the press. On the inbounds to Milligan. Bounces it up to Ashworth. Now across midcourt to Carlin. And Williams slips and falls down defensively, but as a result, Carlin missed the layup anyway, and then Brandon Thompson on the rebound gets fouled from behind. First of the game on Christopher Heller. Well, the Mattoon did everything right there except finish off the shot.
Yeah, they were able to get the ball down court quickly, Brad, and had a two-on-one.
And then just missed the shot. And that was after Garrett Williams in the lane slipped and fell down. They left the lane wide open, and they still couldn't finish it. Dalton Davis on the left side. Ashworth is all over him. Dalton drives. Bad pass in the lane. Deflected away. Carlin goes high for the loose ball steal. Now on the weak side, Brandon Thompson tries to reach in and steal it away. No whistle called, and Carlin gets the pass away to Michael Heller. Left side it goes over to Carlin. Man steps right in front of him. Now Carlin passes it away to Milligan on the top of the circle. Heller comes back out top to shoot the three off the back of the rim, and Tremaine Carson with the rebound. Heller's been held quiet. 17 in the game yesterday, only four here today, and the Streaks trying to build on an 11-point lead now, under 4.5 minutes to play third quarter. Dalton Davis to Carson, top of the circle. McElmurray now back to Brandon Thompson. Looking down low for Tremaine, trying to post up. Now Brandon starts the dribble on the right side, and he'll back it back up with the left hand into the hands of McElmurray to reset the offense. Many of the Galesburg girls basketball players relaxing behind the boys' bench after enjoying a 31-point win over Paris. It was looking pretty scary there in the third quarter for a while before the Streaks just absolutely erupted, and now the Streaks call a timeout. Coach Mike Reynolds unhappy with the offensive movement in the half court here.
Well, you got two guys on the left side just standing there. It almost looked like they're tired. They're out of gas.
30-second timeout.
And Coach Reynolds calling the timeout, and he's giving it to them.
So Mattoon called a timeout with 5:14 to go, now at 3:52 to go. The score has not changed since the Green Wave timeout. And Coach Brian Smith has only one left for the Green Wave. Coach Mike Reynolds uses just his first timeout here. Seeing an opportunity to build on the lead here. Streaks have played tremendous defense, and the Green Wave have missed some offensive opportunities. Still only 12 points midway through the third quarter. Coach Mike Reynolds does not want to waste this opportunity and put some life back in his team to take advantage of it here and get this lead up to 12, 13, maybe 14. McElmurray top of the circle to Tremaine Carson. Got away with a little push-off, trying to clear out to get the pass away. Now back out high to Dalton Davis. Left side, McElmurray in the corner, out to Dalton. Davis bounces it through the lane to Tremaine. Brings the ball way down low. Now driving right side. Throws it up toward the basket. Missed it badly. Carlin with the rebound for Mattoon. That's not the shot the Streaks really wanted coming in that set. Heller. Now Carlin with it. Back to Michael Heller. Near the left elbow. Dribbles it back out. Quick pass into the lane. Christopher Heller turned around and he gets fouled.
Well, they didn't have to foul him, Brad. He was off balance, bad angle.
And that's on Carson, his third. Coach Mike Reynolds looks to the bench. And he's venting a little bit. Now he'll send Chad Thompson back into the game. First free throw by Heller is missed.
Tremaine has really struggled the past couple of minutes. He's going out.
Replaced by Chad Thompson. So the Streaks have their five starters back out on the floor with 3:16 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw by Heller rolls through. First point of the game for Christopher Heller. Their only points in the second half still coming from the free throw line. 3 of 4 at the line. No field goals in the game. Only 3 field goals in the first half for Mattoon. And the Green Wave now force a turnover on the full court pressure. Carlin into the front court. Bounce pass nearly knocked away from the backside. Mattoon hangs on to it. And now I got a foul on Brandon Thompson fronting Christopher Heller. And either got him with too much of the body from the backside or reached around and pushed him a little
just
bit.
Just pushed him with his hand in the back. It was
first
really
foul.
A ticky-tack foul. Kind of a hand, little hard hand check is what they got him for.
First of the game on Brandon Thompson. 4 team fouls on Galesburg, and so those are starting to mount here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass coming from Mattoon. Now they get it in out high. Just outside the free throw line, Christopher Heller misses the shot. McElmurray pulls down the rebound from Brandon Thompson. And I'm not sure Christopher Heller is the guy that Mattoon wanted to take the shot there. Streaks continue to hold Ashworth and Michael Heller quiet offensively. On the left side, Davis. Into the left corner, McElmurray. Tries to drive baseline. Cut off there. Passes it away and an offensive foul called as McElmurray lowered the shoulder into Ryan Sparks. And that is the 4th foul of the game on McElmurray and the 11th Galesburg turnover. And that really hurts. McElmurray will have to go to the bench at the 2:31 mark of the third quarter as Tremaine Carson checks back in. Into the front court, pass to Austin Ashworth. Now Sparks with it right side. High post to Christopher Heller. Top of the circle, it goes to Michael Heller. Drives, cut off in the lane, gets it over onto the baseline. And Skylar Hartbank almost threw it away. Mattoon picks up the loose ball, now down low to Hartbank, who can't get the shot in from the low blocks, but he draws the foul.
Streaks are just a little bit late to the basketball. Getting beaten to the ball.
And back-to-back fouls on Brandon Thompson now in the defensive half court. 6 team fouls on the Silver Streaks with 2:08 to go in the third quarter. So the Streaks really out of position here defensively. But Mattoon helping out as Hartbank misses the free throw. So they continue to struggle from the line. 4 of 6 in the first half. 3 of 5 here in the second half. Second one on the way and short.
Jeez.
And Garrett Williams steps into the lane with a rebound.
That was a brick.
So a break for the Silver Streaks, who maintain that 10-point lead at 23-13. Carson, top of the circle. Streaks need some life here. Garrett Williams to the left side, Davis on the elbow. Down to the baseline, Brandon Thompson. Now pulls it back out. Better movement in the offensive half court here, but the Streaks still need some energy.
They're not moving without the ball, though.
Williams on the left side. Tremaine just got an elbow into the face. He backs up, wiping his mouth with his jersey. Looks to be okay. Now Brandon Thompson trying to clear out for him. Drives right side over to Dalton Davis for 3. In and out. Good looking shot, but he just couldn't get the friendly roll. Heller with a rebound. Leads the break. Streaks get back defensively. Thompson and Davis, and they force the turnover. Tremaine Carson picks up the loose ball. Now Davis into the front court. Right side, Williams on the elbow. Fakes, drives, 2 through 2 defenders, and a reach-in foul called. As Ryan Sparks standing there said, I was holding my position. Williams really did a nice job knifing between the defenders to avoid the contact of the offensive foul, and they're going to give him a couple of free throws here.
Yeah, Garrett's going to get the shoot, and it looked like he had almost looked down, was not looking at the basket.
So he makes a first free throw. He has 5 points in this third quarter, 8 for the game. Streaks lead by 11, 24-13. Beck Galesburg, all 5 points in the second half by Garrett Williams. And he'll get a second free throw with a minute 10 to go. 24-13 is the Streaks lead, and he makes them both. 9 points on the game for Garrett Williams. Streaks lead by a dozen. In fact, their lead is almost the same as Mattoon's output right now. A lead of 12. It's 25-13. And here's a turnover. Dalton Davis slaps it away. Garrett Williams picks up the loose ball and kicked out of bounds on the opposite side. Skylar Hartbank couldn't chase it down for Mattoon.
Garrett was lucky that ball went off of the foot of Hartbank.
Williams will inbound. Brandon Thompson. Now Dalton Davis with it. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Streaks trying to build on a 12-point lead. Brandon Thompson, right side, takes it all the way in with a right hand up and in. The opportunities haven't been there, but Brandon's been finding them when he can. And good penetration to the basket. Streaks put on the full court pressure, trying to force a turnover with 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Little bump in the backcourt. They get the pass away, left side to Christopher Heller. Drives, dishes under the basket. Hartbank scoops it back behind him. Nobody there, but Carlin chases it down. And then Tremaine runs into him and picks up his fourth foul. Streaks had some nice defensive energy there. And things were going well until Tremaine stops the clock with 24 seconds to go, and it sends Carlin to the free throw line where he missed his only opportunity in the first half, 0 for 1, and this is a 1 in bonus as well. Chad Johnson back in for the Silver Streaks as Carson and McElmurray both are on the bench with 4 fouls for Galesburg.
Well, Tremaine looks like such a great player, but just a little bit out of sync today.
Carlin's first free throw up and in. Still, free throws account for all of the Green Wave's points here in the second half. With 24 seconds to go in the third quarter, they still have only 3 field goals. Second one up and way short. Rebound, Garrett Williams. His third board of the game. And the Streaks now with a chance to hold for the last shot, leading by 13. Down to 15 seconds to go. Thompson holding it just across half court. Backs his way up toward the right corner. Down to 10 seconds to go. Skip pass into the front court. Garrett Williams now back to Brandon with 5 to go. He'll shoot the long 3. Could tell that one was off balance. He didn't have his shot set. He comes up short and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Back to Mattoon. So they have 1.9 seconds to take it the length of the court.
They're going to throw the baseball pass? No.
Nope, they throw it in right into the Streaks basket, and all they can do is throw it down to the other end of the court and about picked off a cheerleader who wasn't paying any attention. 27-14, Galesburg at the end of 3. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Freed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Freed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Mattoon has the ball to begin the fourth quarter, trailing the Silver Streaks 27-14 here at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. They nearly turn it over on the possession. Now Milligan has the ball knocked out of his hands. He has to kick it back out to Michael Heller, who will reset the offense. Had nice penetration in from the right side, then couldn't handle the pass, and it negated what would have been a pretty high percentage shot. Now on the outside, Hartbank spins, and now a drive down underneath the basket. Brandon Thompson has now picked up 3 quick fouls here as Austin Ashworth was cutting in from the left baseline, and it'll be a 2-shot foul. Third of the game on Brandon Thompson. 4 on McElmurray and Tremaine Carson for the Silver Streaks.
Mattoon still doesn't have a field goal in the second half.
and only three for the game. First free throw by Ashworth on the way. He showed good form in the first half, and he can, in his first attempts rather, and he continues it here, cutting the Galesburg lead down to a dozen, 27-15. Just underway in the fourth quarter. This is a far cry from the Galesburg girls game we saw earlier when the Streaks put up 88 points and a state record 21 three-point baskets. Now Chad Thompson gets called for the foul and the rebound. As Trey Milligan had position, Chad's going to get called for pushing him in the backside, and they'll go right back to the free throw line on the ninth Galesburg team foul.
It really looked like Chad had stepped a little bit to the right there and had tried to avoid him, and Chad couldn't believe the call.
No, actually going to give it on Dalton Davis instead.
Okay.
Either way, it's the ninth Galesburg foul. Dalton's second into the free throw line. Milligan makes the first.
Well, we were screened from Dalton, but we could see Chad try to move away and grab the ball.
And Chad's reaction
looked
to me like they had called it on him, too. Milligan for a second free throw. 7 points on the game, up and short. Rebound, and Dalton Davis gets hooked. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds to the far side. Austin Ashworth hooked him from the backside and prevented Dalton from going after that one. So now Mattoon gets another opportunity at it.
I don't know how this guy couldn't see that, because we could.
On the inbounds to Carlin. 27-16, Galesburg by 11. But the Green Wave has had the ball the entire fourth quarter so far. We're just 30 seconds in. Austin Ashworth out high, guarded by Garrett Williams. Works his way right. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. Tough shot, and he missed it. Brandon Thompson with the rebound. Brandon's racking up the rebounds with 8 in this game now to go along with 14 points. Garrett Williams out high, right side over to Chad Johnson, who's getting some more playing time with foul trouble for the Silver Streaks. McElmurray and Carson on the bench, each with 4. Brandon Thompson has 3. He has it now in the left corner. Now to Garrett Williams. A long three, and he got it. He was way behind the arc. And Garrett Williams in double figures now with 12. Along with Brandon Thompson's 14. Here's a shot poked away in the backcourt. Streaks chase it down. And Mattoon touched it last. The full court press forces the turnover. And Coach Brian Smith with his arms out now. Hands on his disbelief. 12 Green Wave turnovers. They've cut down the number since having 9 in the first half, but it gives the Streaks an opportunity to put some momentum into the game now. Big three-point basket by Williams now. 14-point lead. Thompson pull-up jumper and an offensive foul called as he leaned in just inside the free throw line, and Ashworth was there waiting for him. So that's 4 fouls now on Brandon Thompson, and he's picked him up quickly here in the second half.
He jumped so high, he almost went right over Ashworth. Spread out his legs, and Ashworth came up, and that caused the contact.
McElmurray into the game, and he'll replace Brandon Thompson. So the Streaks trade one player with 4 fouls for another. Michael Heller and Shaughnessy Carlin will bring it across midcourt for Mattoon. It's Heller with it now, working against Dalton Davis. Little push off, clears him some room. Now Hartbank with it on the outside. Gets back to Heller. Right side over it goes to Carlin. They have Ashworth trying to get himself freed up through the lane now on the left side. Bankshire bounce pass through the lane on the right side and a travel called on Carlin. Stutter step before he got the ball onto the floor with the dribble, and it's a 13th Mattoon turnover. 12 turnovers for Galesburg. The bigger concern right now for the Streaks is 10 team fouls and 3 players with 4 persons. 6 minutes to go in the game. The good news for Galesburg is a 14-point lead, 30-16. Chad Johnson, bounce pass, back out to McElmurray. Soft pass, but Ryan got to it before Carlin did for the Green Wave. Now Carlin hooks him from behind. That's only the 4th team foul on Mattoon and the 2nd foul on Shaughnessy Carlin. Brad Benowitz, Jim Wyman with you from Charleston. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Galesburg girls a winner at the holiday tournament earlier. Galesburg boys leading by 14, under 6 minutes to play at Lance Arena at Eastern Illinois University. McElmurray drives, dishes it out to Johnson, and right back to Ryan, who pulls it back out. Bucket works his way left, gets it into the hands of Johnson, double team, dribbles through it, falls down, gets it over to McElmurray. Now Williams down the lane, right side over to Dalton Davis, wide open for 3. Streaks ran it beautifully, and now lead it by 17, 33-16, and another turnover in the backcourt. Williams drives, hits the bottom of the rim on the layup, and Carlin with a rebound. That was a chance to add to it. Carlin switches hands on the way up, and he draws the shooting foul. And McElmurray is running out of there. Is that because he doesn't want to get called for the foul? He runs over to head coach Mike Reynolds.
Let's see.
It is not on. Yes, it is on McElmurray. So he's out of the game. I think he ran out of there hoping that maybe that they would find a different number to call. But instead, he'll head to the bench with his fifth foul. Ryan finishes with only 2 points and three rebounds. More importantly, the Silver Streaks lose their best ball handler on the floor, but they do lead by 17 now with 5:12 to go in the game. Carlin makes the first free throw.
That's like when Sister Philip Neary comes out on the playground and you've done something wrong and you run and stand by the school, but she still gets you. He ran right over to the bench, stood in front of Reynolds, hoping the foul wasn't on him, but it was.
Shaughnessy makes both. Mattoon uses its final timeout. 5:12 to go in the game. Streaks lead 33-18. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
WGIL congratulates Ray Van Oudigem of Galesburg, winner of a gift basket of Christmas from Kohl's Diamond Gallery. Congratulations from WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Wyman at Charleston, Lance Arena at Eastern Illinois University. Second game of the day. Second game of the day for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg girls winners earlier in the second game of the tournament all the way around. For the Galesburg boys, who lead it 33-18 over the Mattoon Green Wave. 5:12 to go in the game. And the Green Wave coming out of the full timeout, put on the full court pressure. Williams on the baseline, looks for the home run pass, gets it into Brandon Thompson, who's checked back in with four fouls. As McElmurray has gone to the bench, he's fouled out of the game with five. And an offensive foul called on Brandon, and he's out of the game as Carlin fronted him in the backcourt. Brandon runs over him. And Brandon Thompson is fouled out of the game now on the 13th Galesburg turnover.
Well, I don't know about that one. We have a halftime score from Baker Gymnasium at Charleston High School. Tutopoulos leads Taylorville 26-9. That's in the boys.
How did Tutopoulos only get 26 points in that first half? Charleston absolutely destroyed Taylorville last night, 65-23. The Tornadoes got only five second-half points. It was 44-15, and Coach Mike Reynolds has the jacket off, very frustrated at that call that has sent Brandon Thompson out of the game. So two Silver Streaks have fouled out now. We still have 5 minutes to play. On the left side, Ashworth shoots a three, and a foul called on Chad Thompson coming over late for the block, and that's going to be three foul shots for Austin Ashworth.
Chad that's was just late getting there, Brad.
Third
just
of the game on Chad.
He's got to be out there. He's got to be able to challenge that shot and not hit the player. A lot of officials won't call that, because it was so far after the shot.
Silver Streaks doing everything they can to give Mattoon a chance to come back in this game. Three free throws for Ashworth, and he barely draws iron on the first one. Mattoon doing everything it can not to come back, shooting poorly from the free throw line.
Unbelievably bad.
4 of 7 here in the fourth quarter. They still have no field goals in the second half and only three for the game. He missed the second one. Ashworth made his first three, now has missed his last three. In fact, Mattoon's last field goal came at the midpoint of the second quarter.
He makes the third.
33-19, Galesburg by 14. The full court press is on. And you better believe Mattoon's going to do everything they can to draw contact on these Silver Streaks with all the fouls going against Galesburg. Here's Chad Thompson coming up court. Now the Streaks call timeout. Galesburg seemed to have no realization at all that they had a 10-second call coming up if they didn't get it across midcourt. So Coach Mike Reynolds saves the turnover, calls the timeout. 4:51 to go in the game. Streaks lead 33-19. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Rush Limbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
4:51 to go in the game at Lance Arena at Eastern Illinois University. Brad Binowitz, Jim Wyman with you for Galesburg High School boys basketball. Night and day difference between the Galesburg girls game we had here earlier when the Streaks won 88-57 over Paris. Neither one of these teams is going to come anywhere close to 57 points in this game at this juncture. They may not even combine for 57 points. 33-19, though, is the good news if you're a Galesburg fan. A 14-point Silver Streaks lead. As they nearly turn it over again, Skylar Hartbank comes from the backside in the front court, pokes it out of bounds right in front of the scoring table.
Well, Dalton tried a bounce pass over on the left side, but again, just a little late with the pass. The defender was on his way and cut it off, knocked it out of bounds.
It's going to be Davis and Williams, the primary ball handlers for the Silver Streaks the rest of the game. Brandon Thompson and Ryan McElmurray have fouled out of the game, and Dalton has it picked away from behind. Shaughnessy Carlin in the other direction gets fouled from the backside, trying to go up for the layup, and the Streaks do a nice job fouling, a hard foul to prevent the easy layup, and that's the first of the game on Chad Johnson. So the turnover is going to give Mattoon another opportunity from the free throw line where their last 11 points have come. 9-8 was their last field goal in the second quarter. All of their points since then from the free throw line, and Carlin's first one is off the back of the rim.
Chad Johnson helping up Shaughnessy Carlin after the what you called the hard foul, and it was a hard foul, Brad, and Carlin misses the free throw. Wow.
Second one up and gets the front of the rim, pops over and drops through the cylinder. 33-20, Galesburg by 13. Streaks have led by as many as 17 in this game. The trap just across half court. Garrett Williams throws it off a Mattoon player, deflected into the backcourt. Now we've got a foul in the backcourt.
I think they're going to get Carlin.
There was a scramble for it on the ball, and the official is talking it over with one of the Mattoon players, Michael Heller. And we're going to get a push called is the foul on Mattoon. It is on Carlin, his third. Fifth team foul on Mattoon. Coach Brian Smith is hollering from his side of the court all the way to the far baseline where the official who made that call is standing, as Smith still can't understand that call. Coach Mike Reynolds imploring his team to get it into the front court. Now he got a blocking foul called as Dalton Davis tries to plow through Skylar Hartbank, setting his position, trying to draw the offensive foul, and the official gives Dalton the benefit of the doubt. Second foul on Hartbank. And the next foul on Mattoon will put Galesburg in the bonus with 4:09 to play.
Mattoon smells blood with the Galesburg ball handlers. They're coming after him.
Davis across midcourt. Here comes the trap. Picks it up in a bad spot and calls timeout. The official standing right there. Dalton's complaining to his teammates for not coming up and helping him out. But the fact is he picked the ball up in a horrible position, just 2 feet across the timeline and maybe 8 feet from the sideline.
Right in that little triangle right in front of us at center court where he can't go in the backcourt, and there was nobody there.
I want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL at the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Streaks leading 33-20. Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Charleston for this entire week. Jim and I traveling in Nissan Altimas, smooth rides, and pretty good gas mileage as well. Does yours have the little gas efficiency display on the...
So, does yours have the icy road display where it tells you if the roads are icy?
Oh, I missed that.
You got to hit the.
I got to play with a little bit more.
That is really cool.
I was so fascinated by watching the gas mileage bar go up as I was going downhill. That sucker would go all the way over to about 60 miles per gallon as we're going downhill on the way down to Charleston.
You know, I think I'm going to be able to get home here and back on one tank of gas, which is amazing.
Still a half tank left, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not that far from our hotel to the arenas here in Charleston. All right, we're now past the midpoint of the fourth quarter as the Streaks are going to keep an eye on that clock, leading by 13. Pass into the front court, Tremaine Carson. Now Chad Thompson, swing it right side over to Garrett Williams. This game almost going to be like keep away at this point. Garrett Williams drives right side with a left hand up and in. Big basket. Streaks really needed that one. Up 35-20 now. And finally got some offensive execution going. Down to 3:35 to go in the game. Michael Heller with it right in front of us on the sideline. Right side over to Carlin. Top of the circle, Skylar Hartbank. Now backs up with the dribble. Chad Thompson watching him. Pass over to Carlin on the left side, trying to drive past Williams. Scoop shot with the left hand. Up and in, and a foul. And Mattoon finally has its first basket since early in the second quarter to cut the Galesburg lead to 13 at 35-22, and a chance at a three-point play for Carlin. Third foul of the game on Dalton Davis. Carlin trying to take over the game for Mattoon offensively here, and he rolls the free throw through. 4-5 in the fourth quarter for Carlin at the line. 35-23, and the press is on again by Mattoon. Trailing by a dozen now. Davis over to Chad Johnson. Quickly up court to Tremaine Carson. Deflected into the air. Carson goes up high for it. Now Williams on the right side over to Dalton Davis. Working around Carlin. Passes left side to Johnson. Back to Davis. Bounce pass to Tremaine Carson. Right side over to Williams. And he tries to get it down low to Chad Thompson in good position, but it's kicked by Mattoon. It was kicked right to Thompson. But anytime a player's foot touches the ball, it immediately goes out of bounds.
Chad was in perfect position at baseline. Nobody near him.
On the inbounds to Davis. So unfortunately, the foot kick takes away what looked to be a pretty good Galesburg shot coming up. Tremaine Carson bounces it back out to Dalton Davis. Down to 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Dalton starts to dribble around Heller and a push called on Heller. That'll send Dalton to the free throw line for a 1-1. Third of the game on Heller. 17 fouls now on Mattoon, and the Bronx cheer from the Galesburg fans behind the bench over there as some of these fouls have started to go Galesburg's way a little bit here in the fourth quarter.
Well, Heller complained, but he stuck out his knee. We were in perfect position to see it, and a good call there.
And more importantly, Dalton makes a free throw, so he gets the second one upcoming. 36-23, Galesburg by 13. Davis with 5 points in the game, four in this quarter. Has hit a big three-pointer earlier, and the second one rolls through as well. Galesburg keeping that lead in double figures at 14, 37-23. It's been a shaky second half for the Silver Streaks, but they've managed to keep that lead in double figures, leading by 14, and the clock now very much against the green wave with under 2.5 minutes to play. Top of the circle, Hartbank trying to clear out Dalton Davis, drives, kicks it out to the right side. Ashworth hits a three. His first basket of the game after scoring 22 in the win over Rantoul yesterday. The lead is 11, 37-26. Williams in the backcourt, now into the front court, Chad Thompson. Johnson in that triangle, got to get out of there. Dribbles down the right sideline and a foul called on Heller, who drops his shoulders in disbelief again. And it'll be a one-and bonus upcoming for Chad Johnson.
That's five on Heller, so he's gone.
So he fouls out of the game. He scored 17 against Rantoul in the victory yesterday, and he fouls out with only four here today. None in the second half. And Coach Brian Smith will have to take Heller out. In fact, he's already on the bench.
Yep.
After the first free throw is when the substitution technically is made. Johnson makes the first free throw, 38-26. And he'll go right ahead and shoot the second one. Ryan Sparks back into the game for the Green Wave. Second one up and rolls through.
Chad Johnson's done a nice job coming off the bench with the other players falling out.
Galesburg lead is 13, 39-26. 2 minutes to play in the game now. Ashworth into the front court. Sparks, Carlin with it now. Milligan trying to post up and clear out. Tremaine Carson just has a handout on Tremaine. Almost a little forearm shiver trying to keep him at bay. Now, Hartbank with it. Right side over to Milligan out high. Quick pass down low. Good position for Sparks, who puts it up and in. And a foul. We got a late whistle.
I thought a timeout. Let's see.
Well, Mattoon has no timeouts left, so it's got to be a foul. A very late foul. The shot was already on its way up and in when the official blew the whistle, so a bad foul by the Silver Streaks. The fourth of the game on Dalton Davis. And Sparks with a chance at a three-point play. Cuts the lead to 10 now at 39-29. This game is a long way from being over.
Yeah.
Still a minute 40 to play.
We thought they were going to run out of time, but that's not the case.
Foul in the backcourt. Carlin trying to knock the ball out of Dalton Davis's hands. Really, Mattoon trading threes for twos right now. A three-point basket for a couple of Galesburg free throws. A three-point traditional three-point play down here for a couple of Galesburg free throws. A three-point play by Carlin earlier for a couple of Galesburg free throws. So they continue to nudge this lead down a little bit. It's down to 10 right now. And Dalton Davis with a couple of important free throws coming up here. 9 team fouls on Mattoon. Fourth foul of the game on Grant Spear. Davis with a one and bonus here. Trying to keep this lead in double figures and somewhat comfortable. It's an uncomfortable 10-point lead right now. And Dalton makes the first. He'll get the second. 40-29 is the Galesburg lead.
Got to have these.
Still a minute 37 to play in the game. Talk about drawing this game out. Second free throw by Davis is good. The third game of the day was supposed to be well underway at this point. In fact, it was supposed to be almost over by this point. Top of the circle. Left side it goes over to Carlin. Driving into the lane. Runs into Chad Thompson. We're going to get a foul called on Thompson. He was standing there. And Carlin was going around him just enough, apparently. He got a pretty good shoulder into Chad Thompson's midsection. But they're going to call Thompson for the foul, his fourth. And Carlin will go to the line, shooting two here with a minute 22 to play.
Pretty shaky call there.
First one up and in. He's 5 of 6 from the line in this quarter now. 6 for 9 in the game. 41-30. Second one by Carlin on the way. And off the front of the rim. Rebound into the hands of Hartbank for Mattoon. And another opportunity for the Green Wave. Over to Carlin on the left side, driving in on Johnson. Cut off, brings it back out. Outside the free throw line, Milligan drives left side, puts it up, rolls off, and we got a defensive foul on the Silver Streaks again. And that was a lucky break for the Silver Streaks. That one almost dropped through the bucket and a chance at another three-point play. Instead, Tremaine Carson is fouled out of the game, joining McElmurray and Thompson on the bench with 5 fouls. Dalton Davis and Chad Thompson each have 4 fouls and 2 free throws upcoming here for Trey Milligan.
Have you ever seen a game be so slow at the end? Galesburg's trying to give this game away.
68 seconds to play. Austin Garnett into the game for the Silver Streaks, replacing Carson. Well, Mattoon's strategy is working. Galesburg's playing into their hands with all of these fourth quarter fouls. First one by Milligan is good. It's back to a 10-point game now, 41-31. They got the missed free throw. The Silver Streaks got the missed free throw they were looking for down here, but then couldn't control the rebound, which gives Mattoon a chance for another 3-point offensive trip down the floor to get this lead down to 9 here. Second one up and good, and they do. It's a 9-point game, 41-32. Still a minute 5 to go. All in the backcourt. Mattoon has sent in players basically just 2 foul at this point. DeMarco Hull just came into the game for the very first time, and he immediately fouls Dalton Davis in the backcourt. So Davis will go to the line where he'll shoot 2 now as the Streaks are in the double bonus for the rest of the game.
Well, he made them both last time. Let's see if he can do it now.
Hopefully the fact that he's out of the one in bonus doesn't break his stride at the free throw line, and it doesn't. The first one is perfect. 42-32, Galesburg back on top by 10. So Hull checks out, sending Carlin back into the game, who also has 4 fouls. So trading a foul player, a player's in there, 2 foul, for some offense now. 43-32, Davis makes both. Williams puts a little pressure in the backcourt on Ashworth, who brings it across midcourt. Bounce pass to Milligan. Streaks don't have many players on the inside who can defend Milligan if they get him in good position in the low post. Out high, it's Ashworth. Quick pass through the lane. Carlin with a left hand up and in. Streaks gave him the lane. He took it all the way. 43-34, but the good news is they don't foul it. Now Williams picks up his dribble in the backcourt, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the other end, shooting 2 free throws here. They're going to get Ashworth on that one? Yep, that's his second. 46.6 seconds to go. Garrett Williams to the free throw line. He is 4 for 4. And Silver Streaks coach Mike Reynolds hoping he can continue that.
Well, Mattoon's strategy is not the three-point shot. They're taking the ball to the basket, trying to get the three-point play.
Streaks actually gave them room to let him go ahead and take it that last trip down, and Williams misses the first free throw. We have another palindrome score, by the way, 43-34. Chad Johnson out, Lamont Ross in for the Silver Streaks for the first time. Game of attrition here as the Silver Streaks trying to weather this last 46.5 seconds, leading by 9. Garrett Williams can't make it 10 as the second one pops out. Ryan Sparks with the rebound, a chance to cut it to 7, maybe 6. Williams missed both free throws. Ashworth on the left side, drives around Williams, puts it up, and an offensive foul called as Ashworth takes it in from the left side. Dalton Davis was there waiting for him. If he'd been called for the foul, he would have been out of the game, but instead it goes as a turnover, and the third foul of the game on Austin Ashworth. 36.9 seconds to go. Ross out for the Silver Streaks. Johnson back in for ball handling. Chad Thompson gets it right into Dalton Davis, who's fouled immediately by DeMarco Hull.
Just a great job by, is it Garnett?
Garnett.
Garnett. Just a great job by Garnett. Standing there, getting position. Really did a nice job drawing that offensive foul. That's a key moment in this game.
And Dalton Davis will go back to the line to shoot two free throws here. 6 for 6 on the game. 10 points, 9 of them here in the fourth quarter. And the first one bricks off the front of the rim. Streaks have missed 3 straight, leading by 9 with 36 seconds to go.
I think we need a little free throw clinic, huh? Wow.
He misses the second one. The first one was short, so the second one was too long. Threw it off the back of the rim. Ashworth with a rebound. 9-point Galesburg lead with 29 seconds to go. Green Wave taking a lot of time here on this set. Milligan inside the free throw line, posting up Garnett. Steps to the left. Puts it up, rolls off, weak side rebound, that won't go. Garnett hauls down the rebound and yanks it away from Ryan Sparks, who gets the little reach-in foul.
Boy, Austin Garnett playing with some purpose. The 6'2 junior drew the offensive foul all over the defensive boards. That time drew the foul. Man, great. Somebody stepped up, and Garnett's the one who did it.
His first rebound, and a tremendous rebound it was at that one. Stops the clock with 17 seconds to go, and Austin will shoot a couple of free throws here after the second foul of the game on Ryan Sparks. First one up and in, and that breaks the 0 for the last 4 for the Silver Streaks. Back to a 10-point Galesburg lead at 44-34. 17 seconds to play in the game. Austin's second one hits the front of the rim and rolls off. So Streaks have missed 5 of their last 6 free throw attempts with an opportunity to really put this one away. But we're under 10 seconds to go, and the Streaks lead by 10. They'll come away with a win, and Garrett Williams gets a steal and a late foul by Austin Ashworth reaching in after Williams took it away from him. So that will seal the victory now, finally, with 5 seconds, under 5 seconds to play in the game, and Garrett Williams back to the line, hoping to atone for the 2 he just missed a moment ago.
Not a pretty game, but you got to win games like this. You're going to have a game like this occasionally.
It's an awfully quiet arena just because there hasn't been a whole lot to applaud
or
any reason to sustain the applause. Williams makes the first. He has 15 on the game now. 15 points for Garrett Williams. 11-point Galesburg lead, 45-34.
Here comes Ryan Carl.
And Jake Innes.
Yep.
Chad Thompson will sit down. Dalton Davis has taken a seat at the end of the bench. His day is done, or his game is done, rather. Seth Morling into the game for the Silver Streaks as well, who will have a nice break now to prepare for Rantoul later tonight. Williams makes the second free throw. He has a game-high 16. Streaks lead by a dozen. 46-34. Biggest lead in the game was 17. As Jim Wyman said, this one has not been pretty. The Streaks will improve to 10-3 on the season and will be one game away for playing for the championship of this Charleston Holiday Tournament. Milligan lays it in, almost an identical play that won the game for them at the buzzer yesterday over Rantoul, but it only makes it a 10-point loss for Mattoon. 46-36, Galesburg is 10-3. Green Wave dropped to 5-6. Post-game show coming up from Eastern Illinois University next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, where the power goes out. Will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Rumor has it I'm fussy. Especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorne's and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Lance Arena at Eastern Illinois University, visiting now with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Coach, take a deep breath, huh, after this one.
Yeah, wow. You know, I don't think I've been involved in a game where you held a team to 4 or 5 baskets, and you're scraping around at the end to try to win. But kind of is what it is, and we're proud of our guys fighting through. I mean, we had a lot of guys on the floor at the end of the game that hadn't played much, you know, and I thought they did a nice job of, you know, getting into the action quickly, and I was proud of them, you know. And Dalton Davis, you know, he looked a little shaky there at the beginning, but we've seen him close games against Rock Island, and we've seen him close games against, you know, really athletic teams for 3 years now, and he's a closer, and he was able to close the game, and I know he missed free throw at the end or whatever, but I think he knew he had made enough, and you know, it was time for him to go sit down. So we're really proud of him.
Well, and I can't recall a game like this that we've had to play. Obviously, with three players fouling out, we haven't had that certainly in a long, long time. But the way it was so tightly called, I mean, Mattoon, I think, got what they wanted there in the fourth quarter. They were able to turn that game around into that kind of game, and it was paying off for them because they weren't making any shots. I thought our defense was terrific today.
Well, we held the team to 34 points and, you know, 5 baskets. I don't know that we can ask our guys to play any harder or any better than that. You know, kind of is what it is. I think we guarded their two best players really good. Those guys can play. Those two can play. And, you know, 12 shook it loose a little bit at the end when you know, we had some subs on the floor. But kind of is what it is. I thought we played extremely hard. And obviously, you know, we groan about the fouls. You know, there's some plays that, you know, we could do better too. You know, I mean, some, you know, we look at some of our tape and we'll watch guys are hand checking, the guys aren't moving their feet. I mean, those are fouls, you know, but, you know, when you get into the bugaboo of starting, you know, the whistle's going against you all the time, it wasn't a good thing, but, we seem to shake ourselves through and show a lot of maturity there at the end.
Well, and you're going to run into games like this every now and then throughout the course of a season. So it's good to be able to, I guess, come away with a win, certainly, after one like this. I mean, we got tested in a way we haven't been tested before.
Right. I mean, you know, offensively, they took us out of some things there in the fourth quarter, but I think we were able to shake it loose. We had a nice drive and kick, and we had a nice couple drives by Garrett. I think, you know, with basically two starters on the floor for most of that fourth quarter, I thought we did a nice job.
Yeah, ball handling got a little shaky there at times, but Garrett hit some big free throws in the third quarter to help us build that lead. In fact, it was clearly his best offensive game. Nice to see him come out with a game like that after missing a good chunk of the season early on.
Well, it's nice to see him play well, you know, when we need him to play well.
Yes.
You know, it's easy for guys to come in and make shots when you know you're winning by 25 points. But, you know, we needed to win a game, and he was able to kind of fight us through when maybe Brandon and Bucket, you know, weren't playing as well or were saddled with foul trouble.
I know you didn't have Austin yesterday, but, boy, he had just a tremendous rebound down here late in the game that I thought was a nice exclamation point and a nice kind of deep sigh at that point when he pulled down that rebound and came down and shot the two free throws.
Yeah, Austin Garnett's a competitor. I mean, you can see his face is still swollen 6 inches out, and, you know, the guys are making a little fun of him. But, you know, when we needed a rebound, he was in there competing and fighting, and he was able to get it.
All right, Coach, go relax. Have a little bit of quiet time here before that next game, because it's going to be a tough one,
well,
too.
Well, my four-year-old's in town. I don't think I'm having any quiet time, so thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks. Let's take a break here on the post-game show. When we come back, we'll give you all our final statistics and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks endure the victory, 46-34 over Mattoon. They're 10-3 on the season. Stay tuned for more post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality health care possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedloves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedloves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Back at Eastern Illinois University's Lance Arena, where the Silver Streaks come away victorious over Mattoon, 46-36. Wrote down the wrong score there. Makes a little bit of a difference. How about Mattoon? 14 points in the first three quarters. They got 22 in the fourth quarter.
That's amazing, isn't it?
But again, a bunch of those from the free throw line. 11, as it turned out. And, again, good victory for the Silver Streaks. We need to take a look at the final stats here. But you had made the comment, and we threw it out there to Coach Mike Reynolds, you're going to run into a game like this every now and then. So
yeah, it happens, especially in a tournament, especially when you get into the state tournament. It's nice to have it now at Christmas, and that's why, you know, everybody likes to play a Christmas tournament. I know John Thiel didn't like it, but you know, you run into a game like that, a kind of an ugly game, and you always have an ugly game in your repertoire if you're a champion. You know, you think of the Chicago Blackhawks and their game against Nashville last year, where they were just about losing, and then they ended up coming back and winning in overtime, and everybody looks back on that game now as the ugly win.
And the Streaks get one here today that gets them one step closer to playing for a championship tomorrow. They got to win over Rantoul later tonight. We'll talk about that here momentarily, though. Let's run through the scoring. Three players in double figures for the Silver Streaks for the second straight game, led by Garrett Williams with 16. Brandon Thompson fouled out of the game with 14. Dalton Davis finished with 10. Next up for the Silver Streaks. It's quite a drop-off after that, actually. Ryan McElmurray and Chad Johnson each had 2. Chad Thompson, Austin Garnett, each with one. And then lots of players got into the game, some of them very, very late. Seth Morling, Jake Innes, Lamont Ross, Tremaine Carson, and Ryan Carl all did not score for the Silver Streaks, who finished with 46 points. Mattoon led by Trey Milligan with 11. Shaughnessy Carlin finished with 10 points, the only two players in double figures. Austin Ashworth, coming off that 22-point game in the win over Rantoul yesterday, finished with only 7 today. Michael Heller fouled out of the game with 4. He had 5 three-pointers in the win over Rantoul. So those are the two players Coach Mike Reynolds was referring to in terms of shutting down their two leading offensive players. It's Heller and Ashworth, who combined for 39 points yesterday. They got only 11 here today. Ryan Sparks finished with 3. Christopher Heller had a point. Grant Spear, Skylar Hartbank did not score for Mattoon, who falls to 5-6 on the season under first-year head coach Brian Smith. And they will play Effingham later today over at Charleston High School. We'll take one final break here on our post-game show. When we come back, we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and reset the schedule for you for Galesburg High School girls and boys basketball coming up again later today. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I love purple.
I do too.
Ooh, I look good in purple.
I love red.
Red? That is so last year.
Do you look good in purple? Pick up the new purple WGIL button, and if you're spotted wearing it, you could win up to $500 in cash.
Cash.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at Liberty Tax Service, behind Subway on North Henderson in Galesburg, or at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Lance Arena at Eastern Illinois University, Brad Benowitz, Jim Wyman, final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And we haven't talked it over, really.
We haven't,
point,
have
Jim,
we?
But let's see if we're on the same. We've been 2-for-2 yesterday. Oh, you know what? We didn't talk over our Girls Player of the Game either.
No, we haven't.
Now that I think about it, doggone it. Now I got to go back and look, try to remember.
Well, I was thinking Jessica Lieber, for the girls. She had 3 three-pointers in the fourth quarter, 4 in the second half. She had 20 points on the ball game, 6 three-pointers in the game. Just an outstanding game for her today.
And I believe she had the three-pointer in which the crowd erupted over there, so
yes.
That might have been the one that gave them the state record, now that I think about
yes.
it. So, all right, Jessica Lieber, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for the girls. And
what do you think for the boys?
I was thinking Garrett Williams myself.
Yeah, Garnett, but Garrett Williams certainly was more of a factor in the entire game. Austin was more of a factor at the end.
Garrett scored 6 of the Streaks, 8 points in the third quarter, and then had 5 points there in the fourth quarter. And Dalton Davis did a lot of the ball handling and made those 6 straight free throws that were important. But overall, I think Williams had the better second half, which was pretty shaky there for a while, especially throughout the fourth quarter. But so Garrett Williams, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for the boys. So we want to remind you, not that it matters to you folks listening at home, but the game might sound a little differently later on. The first two games for the girls and the boys here have been at Lance Arena at Eastern Illinois University. It's been pretty open. It's looked empty because of probably not terrible crowds following the teams, but when you get it into a 5,500 seat arena, it tends to be a little spacious. We'll go over to Charleston High School, which will be a different setup over at Baker Gymnasium. Might create a little bit of a different sound. That's where we'll be tonight, and we'll start off with the Galesburg girls at 4:10 this afternoon for the pregame as they'll battle Rantoul for a 4:30 tip-off. Galesburg boys will follow against Rantoul at 5:45. So, Jim, we'll look forward to seeing you then after a bit of a break here, which I know you'll probably need more than I will, because Rantoul hasn't been very impressive in the early going on the girls' side, And the Streaks might be running and gunning here again later tonight.
Yeah, well, Brad, it's been a pleasure as always. Had a great time.
Jim Wyman, Brad Binowitz with you from Charleston. And we'll talk to you again early this evening from Charleston High School at 4:10 for the pregame show. Galesburg boys win it here by 10 over Mattoon, 46-36. And good morning still from Charleston.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.